The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
For your calls. While you are getting in touch, I want to talk about indoor hospitality. Of course, that industry reopening yesterday. And there have been reports across the country that the sector is experiencing staff shortages. Now, there's a couple of reasons for this. Some staff have left the country. They weren't Irish nationals and they essentially went home, a lot of them. Others, though, apparently are reluctant to return to work until they are fully vaccinated. They feel they're still at risk. Now, we got onto the Department of Social Protection and what they told us was that where a person refuses an offer to return to their previous employment or is refused an offer of suitable employment, the entitlement conditions for PUP will not be satisfied. In other words, if the pub or the restaurant that you work in has reopened, they've offered you your job back and you say, I'm not comfortable going back until I'm fully vaccinated, you're no longer entitled to the PUP, according to the government. Well, Breed Smith is a People Before Profit TD and joins me now. Breed, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's completely wrong. I don't see why young people, and they are mainly young people who work in pubs and restaurants, who haven't had access to the phenomenal vaccine rollout that you speak about, should be forced back to work. And if they are not comfortable about going back and they're fearful for their health, that they should be cut off the pandemic unemployment payment. We've been through 20 months of hard hell going for everybody, and it has cost the country a lot of money. But the last few weeks until people are fully vaccinated shouldn't break the bank. And I, as a taxpayer and many others, would feel that it's only right to protect young people if they're not comfortable about going back. And cutting them off the pandemic unemployment payment is cruel. And it's also discriminatory because they haven't been vaccinated, but they've been told to go into what they perceive as a dangerous situation. And I have to say, if I had a son or a daughter who was due to go back to work without the vaccination into a busy pub or busy restaurant, I wouldn't be at all happy about it.
Yeah.
And I would be advising them not to do so.
How long should that situation persist, that you would keep people on the pandemic unemployment payment? We'll never get to 100% of people vaccinated.
We probably never get to 100% of people vaccinated because 100% of people don't want to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
But all those who do, until they have their vaccination, should not be forced into situations where they feel unsafe.
So until absolutely everybody who wants a vaccine is vaccinated?
Who wants a vaccine that has to work in hospitality, which they feel is unsafe, they should not be forced back to work. Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about young people, probably between the ages of 18 and 24, mainly students, who have had jobs in pubs and restaurants and are being told, now you must go back, even though you're not vaccinated, and they don't feel safe. Neither do they feel comfortable about the potential of bringing the disease home to either their flatmates or their family. I think it's totally unfair and discriminatory to tell them you must go back to work even if you don't like it or you're going to get cut.
What about someone who, as you said, is opposed to the vaccine? They don't want it and they don't want to go back to work.
If they don't want the vaccination and they don't want to go back to work, I don't know what to say to them other than I would be encouraging people to get vaccinated and try and convince them that it's not, like you said at the beginning, Bill Gates coming to shoot drugs in their arm, but rather it's a public health interest issue and it's a personal health interest issue.
But they should be dumped off the PUP, surely.
I wouldn't dump anybody off the PUP. At this stage, after 20 months of what we've been through, we shouldn't
somebody who refuses to take the vaccine and won't go to work because they're afraid of COVID. They should be left on the pandemic unemployment payment.
I'd say you're talking about a tiny minority of people there, because those who refuse the vaccine are probably those who doubt that COVID is actually a problem. They're usually COVID deniers. The two things go hand in glove. But the people we're talking about here, the young people who are fearful of going back to work in a pub or a restaurant, and God knows how those situations are going to be policed, if you like, because it's been left up to the owners of the premises to make sure that all the guidelines are adhered to, which in itself is a pretty daunting task and probably unfair on them as well, to have to say, you can come in and you can't, the whole nature of the return of the opening up of hospitality is very discriminatory. There's huge problems with getting your vaccine cert. There's a whole load of problems with it. And if young people feel, I'm scared about going back to work in those circumstances, then they should be allowed to stay on the supports that the state has been giving them.
And do you think it was wrong to reopen indoor hospitality at all?
I do. I do think it was too early. I think, obviously, there's a lot of people will want to be able to go back out to pubs and restaurants, but we've come so far, so far, that would only require a few more weeks before there's more people vaccinated that would allow it to be safer.
So Neffert got it wrong?
No, Neffert didn't get it wrong. And Neffert weren't...
Neffert gave the green light to hospitality reopening.
Yeah, they didn't give the green light, though, however, to the idea that children can be go into pubs accompanied by their parents.
Yeah, but no, your issue wasn't with the children. It was the hospitality industry reopening for indoor dining at all for another few weeks. And well, Neffert gave the green light, quite clearly gave the green light for it to reopen.
They did say it's safe to go in if you're vaccinated, if you're fully vaccinated. But Neffert are not going to be the ones that have to implement the guidelines. When a pub owner or a restaurateur has to say to people, you can come in, you can't. You don't have your vaccine cert. I believe you that you're vaccinated, but you can't come in. I just can't imagine, particularly knowing the pubs and restaurants that I'm familiar with, how that is going to be implemented. It's not Neffert's job to decide how that's implemented.
So it's not a public health concern that you have about them reopening. It's an admin concern.
It's a bit of both, to be honest with you. I certainly wouldn't be going into any of them until we're nearly, you know, until we're near to the proportion of the population that should be fully vaccinated, until we can say we're safe. And I know you started the programme by saying, look at the figures, they're plateauing out. That's great for the last few days, but we don't know where this is headed. I had surgery done in St. Vincent's Hospital yesterday morning on my ankle, and all of the staff I talked to are preparing for a surge, and they're very, very worried about where this is leading us. And I heard Phil Nihay on the radio today, the leader of the Nurses Union, and she was saying that the understaffing of the hospitals is shocking at the moment. And a lot of nurses are leaving the service and going into other jobs because they've just been through such a hard time and they're fearful for the future. And I think we should ease up a bit and think about our health services and think about those frontline workers in the hospitals who have to face this on a daily basis.
And listen, and they have done heroic work over the last year. But again, I put it to you that it was the government's public health advisors who suggested that it was high time that hospitality, indoor hospitality, could reopen.
I don't think they suggested it was high time. I think there was a huge amount of lobbying and pressure coming from the hospitality industry.
Not to Neffert, to government. Not to Neffert. Sorry, that nobody in the hospitality industry lobbied Tony Houlihan.
No, you haven't let me finish my sentence. They were asked the question by government, is it safe to open up the hospitality industry? And the answer they got was, yes, if everybody is vaccinated. But everybody in the hospitality industry is not vaccinated. To return to the point of this discussion, is that the people who are serving you, the young people who haven't been able to get vaccinated and who don't feel comfortable about being forced back are going to be cut off the pandemic unemployment payment. To me, that is very, very unfair.
Breed, we appreciate your time as always. Breed Smith, People Before Profit, TD. Kevin in Ashburn, County Meath, says people have been working in Tesco, Dunnes, petrol stations, etc. throughout the whole pandemic, even at the start where we didn't know about wearing masks and didn't have vaccines and didn't know what we know now. It is much safer environment now to work indoors. Another listener says this is utter rubbish. The reason the majority of hospitality staff aren't coming off the pup is that they've learned that the majority of them are underpaid and abused by a greedy industry. They've seen what it is like to have a work life balance. Tom and Skerries, meanwhile, says if they don't want to get a vaccination and they won't go to work, they should be cut off immediately without question. And another listener wonders, are these the same young people out having the crack every weekend? I wouldn't imagine they are. I'd imagine if you are not going back to work because you're terrified of getting COVID without a vaccine, you're unlikely to be at a house party. Maybe some small cohort fall into both categories, but I would say we're talking about different young people. There, keep those texts coming. 53106. Already questions coming in as well for our health expert after 5 o'clock, who's going to try and deal with some of the fears or the qualms that parents out there might have when it comes to vaccinating their children. Perfectly rational and reasonable parents who are responsible and have legitimate concerns. And I'm not talking, as Breed alluded to there, about the tinfoil hat brigade and Bill Gates and 5G. People who've got the vaccine themselves, but they want a few questions answered before they give the thumbs up to allowing their kids to have the vaccine. Get your questions in. Keep them coming. 53106 at a cost.